And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to our first edition of Ranching Issues for 2025. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. And James, keeping your cattle herd healthy is vital year-round, particularly this time of year. And something hitting headlines right now is a nitrate issue. Tell us more about that.
Thanks, Neil. Well, a lot of cow herds have moved close to home and are in their dry lot period till the grazing season returns in the spring. That means that they're being fed hay that was harvested sometime this growing season, and that forage content or that hay content may have higher levels of nitrate than we want. Nitrate is something we can't see, we can't smell. The only way to know what those levels are is to test.
All right, good stuff. Hey, we'll have more on nitrate when we come back.
Slim Chickens makes it easy to feed your hungry crowd. Fresh hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, and all the southern sides made fresh for you. It's easy. Just order on the Slim's app or website and leave everything to us. You can get it delivered right to your door. Any party, any size. Slim's has your crowd covered. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking nitrate issues with James Rogers today on Ranching Issues. And James, how about some management strategies here?
So as I mentioned earlier, if we test that hay and know what the concentration levels are, that gives us some management power to deal with it. Sometimes it's so high that we can't really use that hay, but that's a good thing. If we know that we have an issue and we can't use it, that's better than losing some cattle at the prices they are right now. If it's at a management level, we can dilute it. We can feed a grain to help dissipate some of the nitrates in the rumen. We could feed a probiotic. Another point is to make sure if you have high testing nitrates or nitrate levels at a certain point, that your water source also doesn't have levels of nitrate that just further compound that problem. It is an issue this year. We have heard of folks losing cattle, so test that forage.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Andy Laris, your Thrivent financial advisor in Minot, by Slim Chickens of Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.